Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Welcome back to the Nerdcore live show number 161. As always, it is the Nerds You're Gonna Hear the Most Yoda co-host, Young Yoda.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another beautiful Saturday show.
Yep. Podcast number two for me today.
What other podcast were you on?
High Flyer Radio, baby.
Oh, shit. That's a thing still? Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Ferris, nice to see you, bro.
What's up, Ferris?
Well, started feeling sick, so I decided to not come on for the night. Dune looks cool, but Dune looks cool. Yeah, Aiden, don't worry, man. I had a great time with Aiden on iPlayer Radio. You guys should go and check it out. It's on the YouTube or on Twitch. VOD. And audio version is going up right now as we speak. So, hope you feel better, Aiden. I understand a little bit because I got kind of like the shits right now. But, yeah.
Oh my God, I love sunflowers.
I like that shit.
And with that said, also joining us today is the wonderful Lucky Peach themselves. How are you doing?
I'm eating mac and cheese.
Mm. Oh, I knew that was mac and cheese.
I had a whole mess going on before we started that Raul witnessed. Where I was just being like, I also did a bad thing today. I don't know if I want to show you now or later in the show.
I think we should just get it right off, you know, just.
Well, let me say hi first.
Yeah. The lure. Oh, you bought the lure?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We were supposed to follow a set of rules here.
This is the last one.
It better be, because we follow a set of rules here. We said only five. I know,
but I watched it, and then I was like, I have to support it.
All right, that's it, though. But
that's it.
Right now, this is the only thing keeping Barnes & Noble open.
Also joining us is the wonderful Gio, who was also on two podcasts now today.
Two podcasts?
Yeah.
Yes, I was. I was indeed.
Slacking on.
Yeah, right. Shut up, Brad. There was one time I think we did three in one day.
No, I mean I'm slacking today.
Oh, okay.
I'm like all I've been doing is watching Misfits and Magic, the Dimension 20 show. All I've been doing.
Yes.
All I've been fucking doing.
Yes.
So it's I'm on so the last good. Episode right now.
You're already at the end.
Episode four. So
that was we got a genuine excitement moment from Gio right now. Damn,
they're amazing. They're amazing.
Just don't tell me shit.
I am watching none of the Dune stuff because I want to know nothing because I am watching regardless. All right, Ferris. What's it called? We're gonna be talking about the Dune trailer later on in the show, but yeah, Ferris, I'm glad that you're looking forward to Dune as well, man. Let the spice flow. You know, just let the spice flow.
Can't believe David Lynch's new film is coming out.
let's not go there.
How are you doing today,
Gio? I can't wait to see Sting in it.
I also can't wait to see Sting. You know, speaking of letters, speaking of words that start with the letter S, sunflowers. Sunflowers are actually my favorite flower.
Yeah.
Because I think they're like pretty in this like kind of like weird way. And also they're multi-talented. And I love it.
Nice.
Too bad this shirt don't fit too great and I've lost one of the buttons on it, but yeah,
they're my favorite flowers too.
Yeah,
squad.
Reminds you of sunflowers.
And I love sunflowers.
Yeah. You know, there's a samurai that smells of sunflowers that I that we talked about today.
I've been meaning to get
for anime.
I've been meaning to get a sunflower tattoo in honor of before I leave.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. 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 I can't wait to see that
at some point. At some point in the next 6 months.
Shut up, Brad. Brad, how you been doing today?
Doing good. Doing good. I've last about hour. I've just been sending pictures of Arizona to Geo. It's all I've been fucking doing. I'm like, I've just been going back for years and years. Is like, that's a good picture. Oh shit, that's a good picture. Look, I took that one.
They are really good pictures. I love them all. I love them all.
And I still have a shit ton more. Like, just going through there. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah. I was like, at this point, just make a zip file. And I'll
it's kind of like, my phone's bugging out too. It's like, yo, you're scrolling too fast. It takes like 10 minutes to get to it. So we're getting all our D&D stuff like down tight. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, at this point, no spoil. Like, I don't want to spoil.
Yeah, I'm not spoiling anything, but like, I'm answering questions. I'm sending pictures. Like,
it's good.
All right. Yeah. We hit we hit episode 1,000, and just like that, we are now at 1,001.
One, baby.
Yeah. High Flyer Radio is now available. Today's episode of High Flyer Radio is now available on all podcast platforms. Jill was in chat for that. Thank you for being in chat, bro.
Yeah. I enjoy listening to it. Even though I don't understand a damn thing, but
yeah. Yes, a young and hungry Patrick Stewart is supposedly cast in Dune this time. Mm-hmm. Oh man, dude! God, David Lynch was what's it called, doomed from the beginning of that, bro.
That's not a good look.
He was doomed.
Doomed. He was doomed.
Also, I don't know if y'all just saw the emotional roller coaster I just went through. I had a Jack Nicholson moment with my mac and cheese. I spilled it on myself.
You had a cheesy knee?
Yeah, it went.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I dropped chili on, like, I've dropped chili on myself before. Ruined a pair of shoes. That shit burnt. Wendy's chili does not play. No, it wasn't Wendy's. It was, what the fuck is that other? Like, isn't it was another fast food?
Chili's, but
like,
chili?
No, it wasn't like Chili's chili. Like, it was.
Does Chili's even have chili?
The Culver's. Yeah, Culver's. It's put Culver's chili on my fucking leg.
You've said that.
Why not Abby?
Stop.
So like, I was trying to balance and just. Yeah, that burnt too.
That was so bad. Why am I laughing so hard?
But yeah, man, it's just, Brad, it's okay. I was eating Whataburger, and I had a fry, and then it fell off my hand, and it went into a shirt that I had just found that day in my house. That
you know, I'm so pissed of where I live, because, one, I don't have a Waffle House. Like, who the fuck doesn't have a Waffle House? That's, like, literally everywhere.
Well, we don't have one here, but they have one in Houston, yeah.
Well, they got one in, like, you know, if you're a city, you got one, generally. I don't have a Whataburger. I don't have a Crystals. Like,
Crystals?
I don't have anything.
What the fuck is Crystals?
Y'all don't know Crystals? It's spelled with a K. It's from the South.
I don't know why they acting like they don't know Crystals.
I know this.
Crystal?
And then I have Carl's Jr. I don't have Hardee's. Krypton. And Hardee's is the only one that does the chicken biscuits in the morning. So fuck Carl's Jr.
Carl's Jr. Crystal doesn't exist in Houston, Atlanta, Vegas anymore. They shut them all down for some reason.
Do you have Hardee's, though?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
Wait, Hardee's and Carl's Jr. is the same restaurant.
You want to know what I get, Brad? Just so you, I can't share screen because then I would reveal my my location. But just to let you know, Brad, when I look up Crystals, I get Tortilleria Cristal.
That might be good. I don't know. That is not what I'm talking about. It's like a White Castle, but from the South. So it's got like little steam.
Oh boy, I live in the South and I don't know what that is.
Oh, Brad, you're talking about Crystal with a K.
You live in a place that is sometimes considered the South, sometimes considered the Midwest, sometimes considered
Southwest.
The East, yeah. I am talking about like Mississippi, Alabama,
Florida. Is this what you're talking about?
That's it. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, motherfucker, you should have told us it was with a K.
I did say it was with a K. I literally said crystals, but with a K.
Do the Kardashians own it?
No. This was far before the Kardashians.
Bro, this looks unappetizing, honestly.
Crystal, but with a pole.
Let's
go have
Let's go to the menu. Let's go to the menu. See what the fuck they fucking with here.
Let's go have an overnight adventure to crystals.
Is this a Southern man's White Castle?
It is. Look, Barks root beer. Barks is so Mississippi. I actually went to elementary school with the granddaughter
five
of the Bark owner.
Crystals and chili cheese fries. Wow.
I'd try it. Yeah. I would try it.
Let me see what the fuck is going on in breakfast. What the fuck is this?
I don't know. I don't know any of the breakfast stuff did not exist back in the day. So that don't ask me that. I have not been to Crystals in probably 25 years.
Michelle, you're right. These look like Hawaiian sweet rolls.
I was going to say, I fuck with the chicken slider, and then you pulled up the breakfast.
Yeah.
Look, no chick biscuit. It's a chick biscuit. Chick biscuit's probably good.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm the breakfast scrambler, the original scrambler bowl.
Yeah.
No, I'd always get the little chili dogs. Little chili dogs are always good.
Sackfuls. Okay. You get spicy wings.
Depending on how fat you are.
Yeah. Look at this little corn dog,
little
bro.
Corn dog.
Corn dog.
I don't like corn dog, fun fact.
Chili cheese pup.
Yeah.
It's not a dog. It's a pup.
But it's smaller.
Yeah.
Oh, you got sundaes, gapples. You got like everything. You got everything you need.
Yeah, apple turnover.
That's a classic sundae. This is the kind of sundae that would make me mad, but
I mean, they haven't, other than the breakfast menu, they haven't changed in the past 20, 25 years. All that shit was back there when I was a kid.
Going back to Raul's story about the Whataburger fry, spilling ketchup on yourself is one of the worst things in the entire world.
Yeah, I hate it. Yeah, it's okay, Michelle. Thank you for being here and chat with us for the little time that you've been here.
Hi, Michelle.
Thanks for joining us for however long.
Yeah, this okay. Here we go, Brad. Is this a chili you're talking about?
No. I didn't spill that chili on me.
Yeah,
I just brought up Crystal because it's one of those I was just mentioning fast food restaurants we didn't have.
Yeah. This has got to be a Hawaiian sweet rolls, bro. It looks like Hawaiian sweet rolls.
Honestly, it's been so long, I don't fucking remember.
I mean, it might also just be because I know the White Castle ones look
It's basically like a White Castle. It's a White Castle from the South.
Rachel, what do you want me to pick up?
Click on the burger. See if it says what kind of bread it is.
Cheese Crystal.
Signature steamed bun.
Steamed buns. You gotta love them steamed buns.
Yeah. What's it called? The slider bun. Yeah, they got desserts.
Grape Sprite slushy. And it's
I want that. I don't even know why I want that.
I do want that.
Yeah.
I don't know what a hand spun means, but a milkshake, sure.
I've never had Grape Sprite either, but I don't know. It looks appetizing to me now.
I actually have from AMC, the way they do this.
They have a Grape Sprite slush.
No Whataburger or Waffle House nearby for me.
Freestyle machine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a Sonic Drive-In. I mean, no Brahms, though. I'm nothing that fancy.
Dude.
I want a slushy.
You want a Sprite Cranberry?
Yeah. And of course, you can get any of these drinks there at a Crystal. Yeah,
Gold Peak coffee, watered down coffee. Milk, all you need. I had coffee the other day from what the fuck is?
All right, cool. Let me go Wendy's. Ahead and fill out my application here.
I had coffee from Wendy's the other day. It was
Hold on, time out. This, y'all talking at the same time, all of you. Time out.
All right, Brad. What were you saying?
I'm just saying, I had coffee from Wendy's the other day, and it was the most watered-down fucking coffee.
I would not trust it.
It was like what Gio was having me fight in D&D. It was that fucking watered-down in steam.
A White Castle from the South? So a White Castle? never change.
Gold Peak makes coffee?
Yeah.
No, that was tea.
No, they had
Gold Peak coffee.
Their tea is good, but I wouldn't trust that either.
I don't know. Don't know about the coffee. I don't think I've ever had coffee.
I don't trust fast food restaurant coffee.
Yeah.
Caffeine and I don't get along usually, so.
Wait, why do they only have Fanta strawberry? Why not the orange?
Or pineapple.
Or pineapple. Or grape or Fanta apple.
Fanta pineapple's grape.
Oh, they have Sprite grape.
Because Sprite. Oh. Why would you have Fanta grape if you have Sprite grape?
Want a Sprite cranberry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, man, I never knew about this brand, but
you're welcome. If you're ever driving through where there's one, stop by, get some steam buns.
Just pick some up for me.
I mean,
get a whole sack. Grab a sack when you're over in the South.
You know how many of these I can fuck up, bro? Just
my as a kid, I could eat a lot of those things because they're only like little bitty things. They're like White Castle.
Dude, my father and myself would have to buy our own
sacks. Like the 24 pack, probably.
Yeah.
That's what most people do.
Yeah. I can tell that this is like good, like, you know, on the road food though. Yeah. Like it's nothing too messy. You know, just one hand, you got one sack.
And the burger.
No, I like to get
just got one sack in your hand. One sack in your hand, roll. On the road, just one sack in your hand.
You're playing with the balls.
You're playing with your sack.
You're eating the fucking burger.
But. You're just reaching into your sack, you know, to grab your steam buns. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like to get a nachos Bel Grande when I'm on the road.
Oh, that's fucking messy as shit. Come on.
No, that's the way I said it.
Crazy?
Did y'all see that Taco Bell has a food shortage, so they're just taking shit off their menu? They're like, you can't get none of that.
The same with Starbucks.
Chalupa? Yeah. Nah.
Yeah.
Nacho fries are back, though.
They end up always coming back, like, every now and then, right?
And did you see that they apparently made an anime? Crunchyroll made an anime for Taco Bell.
Hey, when you need customers, you need customers, bro.
And it has Gundams. It has Gundams rolling.
What?
And giant monsters. It's like Pacific Rim, but with Taco Bell and anime.
It's everything.
Go Chalupa!
There's like it was on a TikTok, and they're showing like this trailer, and there's so many of the nacho fries like within.
What
the
is this
anime.
Bullshit? Hold on. Why did y'all start? Why'd y'all have to start doing the black beans Taco Bell? Come on.
Because some people are vegetarian, Raul.
I like black beans.
Are you serious, Brad?
Some people
are
going to
tell me the loaded, what's it called? This has meat in it, Brad.
No, but the
black
bean.
Black beans. Sorry. I didn't see that one. Yeah.
They don't have the beef on it.
Yeah.
That's for the vegetarians.
That's what we got in you right now. No, black beans are good, but like
I mean, that probably tastes pretty good. I'm just
go to specialties.
I'm glad this show is just looking at fast food. This is amazing. This is content. This is premium content.
Scroll down.
Okay.
Scroll down. That on the far right. That's what I get.
The power menu
bowl. All right.
Oh, I am so disappointed in you.
Oh yeah.
What did you expect?
Quesarito.
Oh yeah,
not just Bel Grande. Come what the
bro? You remember when I got the naked chicken chalupa and I tried it?
I actually did get that and try it. I had never had it before and I didn't know what I was getting. I'm like, it's gonna be a chalupa, and no, it's just a big piece of fucking chicken.
This dude, this right here, this knows how to make you shit, bro. This knows how to make you shit.
Oh, you need to go to the dollar menu. Go to the dollar menu real quick.
You mean Gundam Chalupa's Revenge?
Yes, Stacey. That's basically what it is.
Gundam Chalupa's Counterattack.
Hit up that dollar menu, man.
It's dollar menu.
Sorry if we can't feed your current menu. Grade value due menu. To transportation delays. We may be out of some items.
All right.
Let me see. Keep going down. Keep going down. I'll find the thing that'll make you shit. Right there. The chicken chipotle melt. That thing will make you shit. Like none of your idea. Because you will eat like 20 of these for a dollar.
Oh my god, bro. Yeah, man.
They took away the Frito beef burrito, the whatever the hell it was on the dollar menu.
I tried that and I didn't like favorite. It because the Fritos got soggy and I can't do soggy Fritos.
Soggy Fritos. Yeah.
I can't.
I think this is the one. One time we were coming back from like a field trip, and we had to get lunch. I think this is what we got that day. We had a lot of people in the restroom that day.
Did you reach into that sack and grab that beefy five-layer burrito?
Oh, Lord, man. Yeah. I only get Taco Bell when it's like 2 a.m. and somebody offers to go pick some up with them, and I eat it. But other than that, I'd rather not.
I've been slowly just marking off like restaurants I cannot eat at because it just makes me terribly sick, either with diarrhea, vomiting, or both. There's not much left on that list. Like, there's really not that much. Like, Jack in the Box, gone.
Yo, the Jack tacos, bro. Those tacos are bad, bro.
Yeah. Stop. Yeah, no, those, like, and, you know, it's pretty good food when you're drunk. Like, the egg rolls, like, yeah, I'm going to get, like, fast food egg rolls, not from Panda.
Oh, my God. Oh, I thought you were talking about Jack in the Box, because for whatever reason, Jack in the Box has everything.
Yeah, because I it's just like we don't fucking know what we make.
Luis is a really big fan of Jack in the Box, bro.
I was good with the coffee drinks, but like there was one day it just like it totally made me and Brenda sick. We were like, nah, yeah. No more. Yes, Jim.
Hold on.
I feel like that meets the brand of Jack in the Box is just like kind of have a bunch of shit because you know when you roll the Jack in the Box, it's like. You never know what the fuck you're gonna get. Like,
well, that no, I would think you just have one thing in the box.
Not buying these,
yeah, but you never know when it's gonna pop.
Oh, okay. Pop
out. So, you know, it's like surprise. We got a little bit of everything.
I mean, and let's be honest, they never look like that. They're all flat and like oily and just gross looking and shit.
Stop buying these. These are terrible.
Like, what's with the American cheese? What's with the American cheese just working out?
This is what absolutely angers me.
All the tacos come in clutch. I can't even.
You know what the problem is? Then white people, they go to a Mexican restaurant and they're like, I want the tacos, and they don't get the Jack in the Crack tacos. They're like, what is this? What the fuck is this?
Those tacos are perfect for when you feel like shit.
And there's a reason why you still feel like shit after. I'm sorry, but like.
I will admit, though, I will order the churros every day from there. You
support your local, like, taqueros or something and get something from them. Stop buying this crap.
I'm not buying a Jack in the Box taco to be delicious. I'm buying a Jack in the Box taco because it's cheaper. Because
I have $5, damn it.
Yeah, no, like, when I think of Jack in the Box tacos, I don't go, yes, I'm eating a real taco. I'm going, I'm eating a Jack in the Box taco.
What if I told you could get something for the same price that was better?
Bullshit.
It's like that clip of Jamie Oliver telling kids what chicken nuggets are made out of, and they still said, yeah, we would eat it.
At least the chicken nuggets are better than the stupid taco, man.
It's like that. It's like, we know it's not good, but we're going to still eat it. I don't want the chicken nuggets.
Everything that you all decide to do.
I think you have to remember, like white people mentality, they're scared to try anything new. White people are scared to try anything new. Yeah.
And then when they try something new and they really like it, they steal it.
Yes.
I love both. I love trying new things, but I'm still going to eat Jack in the Box tacos.
At least go for the Taco Bell tacos, bro. These are just disgusting, bro.
Taco Bell, every time I've eaten their tacos, they've made me throw up.
Better bar.
It's so fucking wild that like your bar is like Taco Bell. That's Taco Bell and Jack in the Box. You're like Taco Bell, fine. Jack in the Box, no. It does not make any an inch of sense at all.
At least they have like a Filiberto's. They're a little closer.
Yo, remember when Burger King came out with tacos?
Oh no. Burger King always does weird shit. Like every sucks, 3 to 5 years, it's like we're gonna do hot dogs. Y'all want hot dogs from Burger King?
Wait, Soggy Fritos was my Green Day cover band name.
No.
Burger King's got a wreck for me, and I just go like, ugh, Burger King, gross.
The only thing I really like from Burger King, and I don't know why, is the original chicken sandwich they have, because it's just a giant chicken nugget between two pieces of bread. That's all it fucking is.
I might try it out.
I still fuck with the chicken fries.
What is this bullshit? Hold on.
I mean, and all you don't like, and I like the vegan. Well, it wasn't vegan. The vegetarian.
The Impossible Burger.
Thing, yeah. The Impossible Burger. I like that. It was pretty good.
Vegan. What the hell is this bullshit, man? Are these tiny
tiny tacos? You can get a whole ton
egregious. Now. That's egregious.
I can already see the grease just spilling off that box at the bottom.
What? You know what?
Everything, bro.
Check in the box is the epitome of capitalism.
No, that's McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Or Starbucks. You can say Starbucks.
They add to their menu.
Oh, have you guys ever gone to a Five Guys burger?
Hell yeah, of course.
Then got the bag and it's just grease and you're like, the burger's about to just drop out of the bag.
You have to like feel like you have to feel like Five Guys. You can't just be like, you know what? I'll get Five Guys because like it's the whole meal tastes the same.
I have a rule. I don't go to Five Guys except every 5 to 10 years because that's how I feel my arteries will be
affected. It's like I just feel my kidneys in the bag just like a motherfucker.
And if food was like you eat it and you're like, all right, let me go get a bag of fluid pumped into me.
Yeah. Let me go get an
EKG.
You get something to put in my heart stem right there. Yeah.
Blood sugar.
Wait, when do
the, blood pressure machine at Walmart?
When do the chicken nuggets from Popeyes drop? Because I swear I'm waiting.
The 27th.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Why? Yeah. Jill.
These chicken tenders.
Shut up, Jill. Let them do what they want. Having
nuggets and tenders at I don't get it.
As long as I can get fried okra every time, I'm good. Like
it's also different parts.
I'm good. Like as long as they have fried okra as a side, hell, like I can't get that anywhere else.
As long as they have those Cajun fries, bro, I'm good.
Red beans and rice, hell yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like is that like, whenever I eat the meal with my sandwich at Popeyes, I can't say, "Can I get a large fries?" because they only have one size. So then I have to order a second order of fries.
Yeah.
Hmm. When they ask you what size they want, they're only asking about the drink. Yeah. And I don't like that because I just want more fries.
Man, that sandwich.
Can I supersize that? Oh, wait.
I can't believe somebody died for that sandwich.
Documentary. Like, supersize.
Yeah, somebody did die for the Popeye sandwich.
Yeah.
That was crazy shit back in the day. Like, also, it was not worth it. I'm sorry. It was good, but not worth dying over.
This course for a second, I want to point out. That part of why I love this cover is because the cat that looks like Blanche from Houseu.
Oh my god! Oh wait, you know, I mean, you did get a new criterion. Let's go ahead and let's get the tour.
It looks like Blanche from Houseu.
Yeah. What movie is this one for the people who may not know?
The Lure from 2015.
Okay.
I don't feel like flipping my camera. I can't pronounce the director's name.
All right. Don't worry. I'll butcher it for you.
I'll put it in private chat, unless you're Googling it.
I'm Googling it at the moment.
Okay.
For you?
I am not one to butcher names because, no.
Holy crap! Yeah, no, I'm not trying.
Way to other someone's name even worse than like the respectful way
you did. Oh my god. Yeah, well, I mean,
just feel like, I refuse. That's so rude. Now I have to put his name.
Anyways, it's number 896. It is loosely based on Hans Christian Andersen's Little Mermaid, combined with like the director's like personal coming of age story. But I would describe it as a mermaid horror musical set in 1980s Poland.
Yeah, she went to
I could pronounce this director.
Krzysztof Kieślowski's film school. Wow.
And part of why I bought it is because the only reason this is available in the U.S. is because of the Criterion Collection, because I have tried to hunt down her other feature film and I cannot find it to save my goddamn life because it's not available anywhere outside of Poland.
You want to try to pronounce it or what, Jill?
Yeah, I've seen this name before. I forgot that I had seen it because it was like a whole conversation.
We were talking about it.
Yeah. Aniska Smuchnitska. I have to have my mouth right. Aniska Smuchnitska. Because, like, I know that the SMOC, like, Z is like Smuchnitska or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Northern European languages use a lot of like combined with the consonant sounds.
That's like I love with it. The
Eastern Europe. Eastern Europe. I fuck with you so much, but Jesus Christ, I can never pronounce these names.
It's but, like the language sounds like mountains. It's interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh wait, I will open the Udagavate. It's very pretty.
All right, hold on, sorry. Let me come back.
Very pretty. Hey,
let me borrow that.
It looks purple on camera, but it's pink. There we go.
Can I hold that criterion?
Can I hold that criterion for you? For the,
speaking, can I pet that dog? I saw a Dalmatian on my drive home today, and it made me so excited.
Nice.
They're my favorite dog breed.
Ooh, nice. Yeah, it's a good booklet. Is it pretty hefty? Oh, no, wow. Yeah, that's nice.
It's one of the...
Oh, yeah. Fold outs, yeah. Yeah.
Ooh.
Nice.
Ooh, candy.
I like it.
Ooh, piece of
candy.
I can't show you that. Ooh, piece of candy. I can't show you that picture. There's nipples.
There's nipples, yeah.
Nipples?
Yeah, I'm good. We're live on Twitch.
Nipples, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so basically, two mermaid sisters go on land and they start performing at a Polish like club as strippers.
Nice.
Ooh, fanciful.
Yeah. The story progresses through there, but spoilers.
Yeah. This is, yeah, I'm going to watch this one of these days. I am a fan of real of Polish cinema. I love Polish cinema.
I will rewatch it with you.
Yeah.
Let's make it a day. Let's make it a day because, you know, I still need to watch it. So
I love it. Love it.
Yeah. All right. With that said, we should probably do some cards or something. Brad, I know that's what you're looking through or what?
No, I was sending more pictures to Gio.
Thank you.
Get the fucking cards out.
He was watching Chalupa's Revenge.
Chalupa's Revenge.
You know what I forgot while Brad's getting the cards out? You know what I forgot? I have the app for like one of the cards. That what's it? The and or whatever. I have their app
on my phone. Oh shit!
Oh wow! All right, Bradley.
Okay, what do you think I'm most likely to splurge on? I want to go first.
Okay.
Roll. It's a camera. The only reason he has a job for a fucking camera. It's a camera.
And to move out, motherfucker.
No, really, the camera. Let's be real here. You got a job for the camera.
Yeah. I have half and half.
About 80-20.
Yeah, well, 65, like 45, 75, 35.
Okay.
35, yeah.
Okay. You mean 75, 25?
Yeah, shut
bro,
up,
Brad. Bro didn't go to school for math.
I didn't, bro, okay? Shut up.
80-90, you know, about
80-90. Bro, you take those two math classes at the first semester, and then you forget.
I only had to take one.
It works.
They accepted one. That was good.
I took two.
I had to take two.
But that's because I transferred. So, like, my finite math credit didn't count when I came to UH, so I took college algebra.
I didn't plan accordingly because I didn't know where I was going to transfer.
Yep. I transferred pre-Cal. They took pre-Cal, and I was good.
I hate it here.
Yeah. Bradley? Well, let me see.
We already know.
Brad would know.
He's going to buy a new car.
Yeah, like that's what I was gonna say. I was like on a new vehicle after about 20
I'm buying years. My wife a new car, by the way. I've already got a new car.
I know, Brad. I think Brad would be like, I think we can get one more dog.
No, I'm done.
You're done?
Three is about all I can take. Like, we just had Darla spayed. I'm having difficult times now.
Well, at this moment, if Brad had money, you know what? I think we all saw what Brad was splurge on. Just go back to when I was in production, dude. Let's look at what he bought.
What are you talking about, Raul? What are you talking about?
Computer, desk, microphone kit,
computer chair.
Chair, gaming chair, yeah.
I actually got two of those chairs because Brenda was like, if you're getting yourself one,
two
you're
chairs,
me one.
Yeah.
So yeah. I can't really get away with that. Like,
he's got two chains, two chairs.
A curved monitor that doesn't even work correctly.
The curved monitor works perfectly fine. It's just, it's really fucking big.
Yeah. You watch a Snyder Cut on that thing?
No.
Two letters.
Please don't make me.
I know damn well what Brad would splurge on, dude. Oh my god.
What would I splurge on?
Dice.
Yeah, dice.
I want it. No. If we're going to go that far, Gio's going to deck out his room. He's going to get one of those D&D tables. Like, you know, the one like you can flip over and it has like all the castles and shit. You're going to splurge on that shit.
Streaming gear? Better internet?
Like yeah. One day when I have... I mean, my internet's pretty good. I just need Ethernet. But I need a new computer. But, like, what would I splurge on? It probably, like, in the same way it's been, like, my whole life, office equipment. Like, I was looking at it. Like, I'm such a nerd. I'm like, oh, a whiteboard. Oh, like, I used the tape measure today to measure. Okay, this is the amount of... Like, this is the size desk I should be looking for once I do this, this, and this to change... The way my 10x10 space here works. Yeah.
Rachel would get tattoos, but you just get a bunch of office.
Hole punch.
What the hell, man?
Hole punch, stapler.
Rachel,
I'll be honest, I don't know.
You don't know which one of what one of us would splurge on?
I don't know.
I know Rachel would just splurge on tattoos.
Yeah. That, but like y'all remember that month crystals. I spent like $400 on Legos.
Oh yeah, Legos. That's that. Let's go back. Let's go back to an episode where Rachel was literally looking at crystal dildos.
I'm a person of many collections. I don't even know where I would splurge on.
I mean,
I just see something I like and I grab it. Yep.
But answer the question: which one? What would one of us?
I'm thinking.
It's okay. You got enough time.
I think Raul would splurge on a trip to Con.
Yeah, if they invited me.
No, you would just buy a ticket to France and just show up.
Show up. Yeah, I have no tradition.
Where's Gaspar?
Did y'all see that TikTok of that dude who got Gaspar? Into that Kanye West concert? Can you give me a DVD of
Lux Eterna?
Did y'all see that dude who got into that Kanye West concert? He just printed out like a badge, and it was literally just the Donda. What I forget the name. Donda? It's Donda, right?
Yeah, Donda, yeah.
Donda, and it was just the picture on the shirt was like the cards to get in. He just printed that shit out, and he walked right in.
It would have been at a Kanye West concert.
God, security.
And then he was literally like got better seats than Kim Kardashian, and it's like, well, that kind of makes sense, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, Gio, what would one of us splurge on?
Well, okay, I'll do all of you. Okay, Brad, it would be a vehicle, like just fully, like or like equipment. Like we all went in on Brad, so that's just like there. Raul, it would be like it would be like equipment. But also I feel like the things that we would splurge on, like I would splurge on, that like Raul would splurge on, are like things that like we're gonna use them every fucking day.
Use the fuck out.
But like other than that, like it'd be like, okay, Criterion, you know, like you could rent a movie, but he's like, no, I'm a collector. So like Raul like splurges on collectible films. So
the entire collection.
Yeah. I was like Rachel splurges on tattoos, but like that's a vital part of like Rachel's process in life and like enjoys tattoos a lot. So like they cost a lot of money, but it's kind of unfair to call that a splurge.
It's personal.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the other thing, I was gonna say like crystals, I guess, but like no, but that's like religious, so that's not a splurge either. That's not really a splurge.
The one splurge that like I don't talk about often would be an everyday thing, and it would be a car. Cause I really want a hearse.
Ooh,
so, I was talking about it with my sister earlier, and I'm like, the only reason I'd be scared of it, they're cheap to buy used because I mean, they have dead bodies in them.
Are you gonna put a fridge in the back?
I was thinking like a bed,
yeah, like
I don't know yet because I'm not financially stable to buy a new car, so I'm not thinking about it. And I'm happy with my little Corolla, I like my little guy,
But the one I was talking about with my sister earlier today, and the one thing like I'd be afraid of is because I'm so used to my little car that like I can't drive longer cars.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have a Corolla, my mom has a Camry, and I struggle just with her car. Because just a little bit longer than mine. But I mean, it's a learning curve. I'll figure it out. I'm gonna get a hearse.
Yeah. Hearse got that back.
I want a hearse so bad. Yeah. I want one so bad because nobody's gonna give you shit on the road if you're driving a hearse.
I had the same issue
with my Sign XB. Nobody's gonna give you shit.
I had the same issue with my Sign XB when I went to my Tacoma. Just the Tacoma is like you don't realize how much bigger it is than this little box. Yeah,
trucks you really don't notice.
Like then you're like turn radius, you're like, oh shit.
I think my dad has a Tundra or something. I don't know. It's a little truck from Toyota.
Yeah,
Tundras are big. I've
moved it over in the driveway, and like I don't like sitting high up in cars. So like that on top of it being longer scared the living shit out of me.
So as I've gotten older, I can't sit on the ground anymore. I had a Scion TC. I had a Scion XB. They were pretty low. I'm like,
yeah.
Trying to get up was like, this is bullshit at this point. And now I just have to like slide out of my Tacoma.
Oh, the worst is I'm a step up or slide. Like...
Well, and then I got steps on my Tacoma, so I can just like I just put my ass on the edge of the seat and then use my foot on the step and just
That's what I do. But no, sports cars are the worst because you're like all the way on the ground.
It's horrible. And then anything you're stuck behind, you can't see. Like I hate being stuck behind semis because I can't fucking see.
Oh god, semis.
Like, and you come up to a red line and goes, like, I hope it doesn't turn red on me.
My little brother, when he drove like my dad's truck for the first time, he's got a Sierra, GMC Sierra. Yeah, he was like, I was like, why are you nervous, bro? He's like, this motherfucker's big.
Even if it looks small, it feels big.
Yeah. I mean, the Ranger
I didn't mind driving Luis's car. Yeah, that for a little bit, but it's a small.
The door wasn't fucked up.
Door was fucked up back then.
God, I fucking hate that door.
What is wrong with the door?
He got hit. Yeah. And then, like, so he got hit, and the door is like it's caved in. Okay. So when you open it,
no, it was funny. Hold on, because he got hit right before graduation, and they came to pick me up, and I just opened the door fine. Raul was like, "Man, what the fuck? He made me sit in the back." I just opened it. I was like, "What's up?"
Yeah, so like the door is like caved in where it has to open, Brad, where like it meets the thing. So when you open it, it gets stuck there at a certain point. So you gotta pretty much like, you know, suck the stomach in.
Think skinny to try and get into there.
Yeah.
Man, great.
Yeah.
I was primarily the person sitting in that seat because, you know.
Yeah, I got tired of it real quick.
You see what we're not gonna do?
I hung out with him last month, and he came to pick me up, and he was gonna drive, and I was like nervous at first. I just like carefully opened the door, and then it opened just fine. I was like, "Oh, he got it fixed."
Oh, you got it fixed?
Yeah, because the dent was still there, so I was scared. Like, so I was it's not gonna open, Christ. But it opened just fine.
Yeah, don't worry, Luis is okay. No, nothing happened. Nothing bad happened. At least, hope not. But yeah, that car. I hated that car during production. Absolutely hated it. But, yeah, man. Brad, another car?
All right. Let me see.
Just wait for the Mini Cooper.
Okay.
Heroes, hearses, compact, fuel efficient, good top rack for caskets. Trunk storage.
Just at the intersection.
Yeah, get the G-Wagon hearse.
I mean, a Mini Cooper, you could fit a children's casket, I guess.
Yeah. I don't think you even get hearses for those, bro.
Bro, I saw on TikTok earlier today of somebody who bought a casket for their dog. And they had an open casket funeral for the dog.
Oh, that's just sad, man.
That's way so too sad. Much. Like, I'm sorry.
I mean, we're going in the trail talking about
I guess, dependent. Like, it's their pet. How are they want to?
I don't mind funerals for pets, but they made a whole TikTok about it.
Yeah.
Well, I
think however they want to grieve, I guess. But yeah, the TikTok seems kind of a little much.
Like 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was like this artist I follow, and they follow like a pagan religion, and like they did like a whole ritual with like flowers and stuff for their friend's dog who passed away, and it was like really. I was like, oh, like they talked about the process, the ceremony, like being nervous and stuff, and it was really sweet. I'll find that tweet and send it to y'all.
Okay.
Oh no, it was a whole
actually I won't send it because it has a picture of a dead dog, but it was.
Yeah, the dog was in the TikTok.
Oh. All right, Brad, what's that card?
Okay, finish the sentence. Just by looking at you, I'd think blank.
Just by looking at you, Brad, I think you're a fucking idiot.
Damn.
So rude.
Or just by looking at me? Just by looking at you, Brad, I think I want to tell you to fuck off.
See, Gio? My God. Urin Rahul right here.
Yeah. That name pending.
Urin?
Urin.
Brad, you know damn well we're gonna be gonna be called urine from now on because of Brad bringing it up. Urine. Oh man. All right, Brad, you wanna go?
Just by looking at Raul, I think I didn't know a fetus could walk.
Only you can say that joke. I'm not, there's no realm of possibility where I'd say that joke and would feel good about myself. No, not at all. That's really fucked up.
I'm proud of you.
That's so fucked up.
Oh God, man. All right, Rachel.
Wow.
Come on, Rachel.
I'm processing that.
I'll go.
Anybody else think of the Family Guy episode with the dumpster babies and they're swinging the umbilical cords? I'm just a prom night dumpster baby.
Anyways, I don't know if this is projection or what, but it's based off of our friendship. Just by looking at you, Raul, I think, what a fucking clown.
I was expecting something so nice, and then, what a fucking clown.
A fucking clown.
Considering an honor coming from the certified clown.
yep, the one and only clown. I don't know why my cousin wants me to send links for my short films to her. But like they're on a playlist, goddammit.
Welp, it was a good run. Made it to 1,000
episodes. Made it to 1,001 episodes.
Was it the fetus comment or the dumpster baby? Like which one?
1,000 ways to die.
1,000 ways to kill your podcast.
the new Lord. Show on Spike TV.
Yeah. Oh my God. Everything. Life. It's great. All right, Gio, finish it up.
God. See, now I feel like just to keep the trend going, I should say something about Raul. Just looking at you, Raul, I want to be like, damn, that mouth.
What'd it do?
What'd that mouth do?
Hi everyone, welcome to the
Central Rosa. No. Never mind. I bit your eyes. Damn. Oh yes. I love your eyes. Oh yes.
Welcome to the Comedy Central Roast of Raul.
Yeah.
You'll only be able to find our show on anchor.fm after this.
Yeah.
You know like Little Red Riding Hood? You could do Little Red Riding Hood with Raul and be like, oh, what teeth you have.
Lucky you, man. All right,
Grandma, what big eyes you have. All
right, we're going to break.
I have a disability, you fucker. Right.
Damn, Grandma, your boobs are low.
All right, we'll be back after these words. Hey, I'm Raul Leandro Mendoza, and this is
Jabril Newton.
And we are the hosts of High Flyer Radio. And finally, pro wrestling has come back to the Nerdcore podcast feed in the form of a show hosted by Jabril and I. And we talk about everything and anything in the pro wrestling world on Mondays at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Nothing's off limits. Whatever you guys want to talk about, it is from AEW to SmackDown to Raw to NXT. Nothing's off the table. We can talk about it.
We're going to talk all about it. And if you can get it a day early, you should go to the www.patreon.com/thenerdcore and pledge to the tiers on there so you can get this show and a lot of shows days early before anybody else gets to hear it. But enough talking about it. We'll go ahead and see you there at the Squared Circle. Oh, yeah. Don't tap out. Tune in.
Hello, 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 guys and gals, and you're listening to the Ladies of Nerdcore. I am your host, Daniela Nunez, and along with my amazing co-host, Ashley Garcia, we discuss many things like social impact, pop culture, political realms, and any controversy surrounding the Nerdverse. Tune in and listen to us bi-weekly on the Nerdcore podcast feed, and we will love to chat and hear your thoughts on our wonderful show. And thank you again for listening to the Ladies of Nerdcore.
Hey, everyone. My name is Raul the Nerdy Chicano, and I am the host of The Impaired Files. The Impaired Files is an interview show brought to you every Thursday on the Nerdcore podcast feed. And I interview people such as filmmakers, content creators on YouTube, and podcasters like Colton Geschwander. And if you want to listen to that early, a whole week early, all you got to do is go to the Patreon and pledge to the $1 tier. And if you want to listen to it with the general public, then go to Nerdcore podcast feed on anchor.fm/thenerdcore. And the case is closed, but it's not classified. See you guys there.
Hey, it's Ashley from the Gamercore. You may remember me from such episodes as Big Screen Mess, Momentimo Platforms, and Brad Can Read. Tune in weekly as I blab with my co-hosts Raul the Nerdy Chicano and Brad the Random Germ about the latest news in gaming and gush over what we're playing at the moment. Oh yeah, and we got the deals too. Keep up with the latest deals in gaming and what's happening as I mediate Brad and Raul fighting like a married couple. Will Death Stranding ever come out? Will Cyberpunk 2077 live up to the hype? Is a next gen worth a $500 console price tag? And has there ever been a movie adaptation of a video game that's been done right? It's all on the Gamercore podcast, everywhere where podcasts are.
Hey guys, this is Brad, aka Young Yoda. Raul said I had to make an ad, so that's what I'm doing. It's supposed to be for Unstructured, but as you guys know, you can freaking catch me everywhere when it comes to this podcast feed. You can find me on the Nerdcores, on Gamercores, on Nerdy Chicano sometimes when I get lost. But for this particular one, I want you guys to go check out Unstructured. Raul gave me free reign to do whatever I want to do. I don't know what he was thinking. So go hear me talk about LeBron James and Taco Tuesday, vaping, so many other freaking weird topics that chimichangas, that's a good one. Shout out to Deadpool. And yeah, I guess this is the end of the ad. So if you guys want to find me, you can find me all over the place on this podcast feed. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. I love you all. And nerd up.
Hey everyone, I'm Raul.
And I'm Brad.
And we're the hosts of the Nerdcore podcast, the podcast that talks that nerd. Not on this ad, right?
And
we come to you every Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday. On the Mondays, we talk the news. That's the box office, the news of the week, and your trailer talk, if there is any. And on Tuesday, we have our theme review. And on Saturday, you have a Saturday morning review, usually movies that have come out in the week or anything we want to talk about. Right, Brad?
Exactly. Whatever we want to talk about, this is our show. If you don't like it, then you don't have to listen.
We're the flagship show, the Nerdcore podcast feed, and we can be found everywhere you can listen to podcasts like Stitcher, Apple Podcasts. So if you want to talk that nerd stuff with us every Monday, Tuesday, and Saturday, make sure you tune in. And Brad?
Young Yoda out.
Welcome back to the Nerdcore live show. Speaking of Saturday morning reviews, today our review of Pig went out to everybody. So, you know, if you want to go and listen to our review of Pig, it is available on all podcast platforms.
I'm Peppa Pig.
All right. So we're back here after the break, and we will go ahead and start our discussion here. Well, not discussion. Well, this week we had the wonderful, we had the wonderful luck of being treated to a 3-minute trailer of Dune, as Dune is going to be released in October of this year on HBO Max and in theaters. We can talk a little bit about what that will mean for the movie, but yeah, we got our new trailer for Dune. Dune stars literally everybody in the movie industry, apparently. Josh Brolin, Oscar Isaac, Timothée Chalamet, Zendaya, Dave Bautista, Stellan Skarsgård, and just
Timothée
Chalamet. Yeah, and what's it called? David Dasmalchian. Hey, Thundercat, hello. Thundercat. Oh, thank you for joining us, Kat. Thank you. All right. Yeah, so we've got a bunch of people in this film, and we got a new trailer. So I'm gonna go ahead and just go my round table of thoughts here. Let's go ahead and start first with Brett. Brett, what did you think of the new Dune trailer?
I just gotta say that booty hole looks beautiful.
Girl, that's a booty hole.
Yeah. The trailer looked beautiful. I mean, what else? It was like, who else would do a 3-minute in 30-second trailer other than Dune. Like, and I love like you were saying, everybody's response to this, I don't understand the story. And it's like, from what I've heard, if you've read the book, you don't really understand the story until after a few reads. So
anybody wants to know?
I got plenty. Something about like they're warring for some piece of planet or something. Yeah. Look good.
That's the booty hole in question, my friend.
That's the booty hole. Look at that booty hole. Yeah. Never seen a more beautiful booty hole. That's a 4K.
Yep. That looks like a booty hole that has not had time to shit in like a while. You know, it's just dried up.
It's ready to go. It's ready to go.
Just needs a little lube.
Well, it needs a little lube, but you know, that's usually how most of those things go. But yeah, thank you for your thoughts, Brad. I mean, that's a wonderful booty hole. You know, it's ready to be eaten and no, whoa, ready to get tongued around. Good old rim job.
Holy God.
Brad, what do you, not Brad, Rachel, what were your thoughts on the new Dune trailer?
I watched it during the break because I forgot to watch it earlier, but also I have memory issues. So I know if I watched it earlier, I would immediately forget what happened in it. I love Attack of the Clones.
So much sand.
Also, it looks cool. I don't know anything about Dune, so that's all I have to say is that it looks cool.
You think they move backwards in this?
Shut up, Brad. This is not Christopher Nolan. I would like, I think I just want to tell everybody who's just going to go into this movie, please don't expect Star Wars. Don't expect a Star Wars. Don't expect a Star Trek. This is a joke. No, I know. I'm just saying, like, in, like, you know, the general consensus, because I feel like a lot of people are going to go into this being like, oh, it's sci-fi. It looks kind of like Star Wars. Like, is it going to be like a Star Wars? And it's like,
it's not a Star Wars.
Yeah. It's the farthest thing from being like Star Wars. Like, if anything, this book came out before Star Wars. So let's go ahead and get that.
If anything, it's more like Tremors.
I don't know what that is.
No.
Shut up, Brian. I hate you.
Starship
it's
Troopers.
Not a Star Wars.
This is a lot of things. Like, yeah. I've read the book.
Hey.
And I would say that, like, I don't know. The thing that keeps, like, that makes this book difficult to read is just, it's like the size. I'm just like, it's a long book. But, like, it's funny enough that, like, a large chunk of what's gonna happen, what happens in this book, you are warned. Like, the book is like, this is about to happen. And like, you're about to watch it happen. Like, you're about to watch it happen because everyone knows it's about to happen, but we can't stop it from happening because it's the logical conclusion. Now what? And I'm fucking, it's so good. And like, I watched that trailer and I was like, I know what that is. And I know what that is. And I know why there's a weird moment where Jason Momoa throws a knife at somebody and it bounces off. I know why. I know specifically why. And I'm just so fucking down for all of this. And I have like theories about like what parts are like happening, like in the film, are we watching happen immediately? and what parts are happen are maybe happening later. I know about Paul Atreides, like things that Paul Atreides can do, and I'm like, is this that? Is this that in the trailer? And
by the way, nobody in my mods, please don't what's it called, delete Kat's comments or something. Kat is a friend of mine, but size matters.
Can I just say, Oscar Isaac, like, you know, being a married man to a woman, Oscar Isaac looked very good in this film. I'm just saying.
Yeah, man. Fucking
like, fucking he looked better than he should.
The one thing I don't like about this film is, like, so far as like certain like style, like the minimalist style of it, especially in like the Atreides like royal garb, because like in this book, like they're like there's more color and there's like more like pomp and circumstance. Like, he's a military man, but there's like it's like colorful military. Like the coat of arms for House Atreides is green, red, and black, but like he's just wearing black with like some like sewn in wingtip thing. It feels like they're losing
something. Do remember, like, Brad? Do remember? Do remember, Gio? This is a two-parter. It's a two-parter. Kat, you don't need a what's it called, apologize, Kat. You're good. It's just hits funny. Fucking is so good. Apparently it is. What's up?
Is there a sequel?
It's so good.
This so Denis did the thing that Denis should do, and the thing that should be done when you're tackling a book this big with such stuff in there.
Breaking Dawn.
Is that he was like, you cannot do this whole story in 2 hours and a half.
So
it's a two-part film.
Which it's is a smart. Deathly Hallows. It's exactly what they did with It.
Yeah. So a lot of people have been like, this is going to flop. It's not even going to get a sequel made. I have a feeling that it is going to get its sequel made, whether it flops or not. Because, first of all, WB trusts Denis. And they loved Denis, but also like awards consideration. I mean, this is like
how much is this movie costing though? Like, how much in a return do they need? There's a lot of big names in this.
I got you.
There's a lot of big action in this.
Yeah.
And then you have a very big name director.
Hey, Kat, Gio, you got a fan. Kat says Gio with a heart.
Hey,
oh, yeah. Budget.
Hey, Medium Art 17 on Twitter.
Yeah.
The budget is $165 million.
That seems really cheap for the scale of this.
That's movie. Actually really low. That's low.
Yeah. I was expecting like in the 200 something million, you know? Because what was the one movie that tanked that was 200 million?
I think
was
Blade Runner 2049 that expensive?
Maybe not that expensive, but it was a high number.
What the hell was that one? It was John something. It was a sci-fi movie. It totally just failed.
John Carter. Yeah, John Carter from Mars.
Yeah, that movie had like a $200 million budget.
The most expensive film.
Disney.
It was actually a decent movie.
I don't know if this is just in America. Yeah, or what.
I thought it was.
The most expensive film was Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
I believe,
and then after Mulan, that is Age of Ultron.
I believe there was talk that Mulan 2020 was way more expensive than Pirates of the Caribbean with the marketing attached.
It's not.
Shit, man.
It's yeah. 200 million. On Stranger Tides was 379.
Oh my god.
Thank you.
Everyone was followed. Good. Kat, yeah, follow you. All the homies.
Thank you for the follow. I'm following back.
Yeah, everybody follow Kat on Twitch. We don't have a shout out command here, but Thundercat is on Twitch, and she's an incredible streamer. She's a great friend, also just a great person. I love Thundercat.
The top 10 is on Stranger Tides, Age of Ultron, Endgame, Infinity War. At World's End and Justice League 2017 are tied for number 5. Number 7 is tied with Solo and Rise of Skywalker. John Carter is at number 9, and then number 10 is Dawn of Justice.
Right back at you. Yeah.
That's just my question. We might have another Blade Runner 2049. Just Dune is such an epic, but it's one of those movies that already has a bad taste roll from previous movies. And I don't know, this is just such a huge taking for a sci-fi. Generally, sci-fi aren't the best money makers. We all know that's horror. Who can make them for $500,000 and make $15 million out of it?
Yeah. I think...
You could do a minimalist sci-fi, people don't understand.
Well, I really like the trailer. I was already kind of like on board from the beginning of this movie. Just, you know, you attach Denis Villeneuve, you're pretty much tackling one of such a grand book that has a big scope that you could really do a lot with. Of course, you know, we all know what the studio did to David Lynch for his movie. You know, we never actually saw. So like,
did they force Sting on him?
There's just a lot of things that they did to David Lynch on that movie. But like even before
justice
that,
justice for David Lynch.
Alejandro Jodorowsky was supposed to do Dune, and then they took it from Jodorowsky and gave it to Lynch. The studio fucks over Lynch the whole production and basically doesn't give him his vision. And who's fucking breathing into him?
Wait, I was like, Rachel, I need you to back up from the mic.
I was like, my hair's kind of stood up. Like, I was like,
I'm hearing a dragon. Yeah, that's what I was like. It's Rachel. I'm gonna just wait for a moment.
Yeah, my hair stood up and shit. I was like, the fuck? And of course, like, they fucked with him, and you know, it left a really sour taste in your mouth, especially when, you know, if you watch the film. But how, you know, we approach this, you know, he makes fucking Blade Runner 2049. The world loves the movie, but they don't show up for the movie to get its money back. But we all pretty much agree that, like, it's a masterpiece.
It's great. I mean, it was a great sequel. I mean, I loved it. I just have the same feeling for this. It's going to be like, oh, everybody loves it. Nobody shows up to the theater for it for some reason.
Number 11 is Pig. Of course, when you're casting against Nicolas Cage, you've got to get what they called for him, Laurence Olivier of Pigs. Oh, man. But look.
Also, Olivier. With Nick Cage being very afraid that he was going to die of a pig bite.
But, I'm really looking forward to this. I'm excited. So like, I'm excited to see, you know, what Batista is doing with him, because you know this looks like it's gonna be more than like a 5-minute role that he was in Blade Runner 2049, and I'm really excited. I want to see this in IMAX, man. I want to see this shit on the biggest screen possible. What's up, Gio?
I mean, I could like, I have theory. I have like, I've read this book. I love this book, even though this book is also like problematic. I have theories about like all of this. Like I know who Batista's playing, and like it could go either way as far as like screen time for him. Like they could make it meatier because it's Dave Batista, or they could make it the same as the book.
Yeah,
which is less so.
So, you know, I said from the beginning here, what's it called, during the show, I have a feeling that whether this movie flops or not, we're going to get that second part. I think it's going to happen, and maybe the show that they're developing for HBO Max may not happen, but I think that the second part will happen if it flops, like 100%. But what people have been bringing up, guys, is like, you know, this should be like, so the DGA, the Directors Guild of America, just came out with rules about streaming services for awards consideration. Your movie has to be, they're going back to the original rule, like 90 days in the theater before it hits a streaming service for it to be considered for any DGA awards.
I mean, that's easy, though. Most of the studios have been buying up movie theaters and they just fucking sell them for 90 days.
The same day release.
Same day release. Yeah.
So it wouldn't qualify.
So, you know, if WB is like, we're putting this one out, you know, we want to make money, but also like we're doing this for the awards. This one's for awards consideration. Which, you know, of course, it's releasing on that prime spot for awards consideration. It's award season during that time. I ask, will the whole hybrid release really make a big difference with Dune? Or do you think that, like, it, you know, benefits from being on the streaming service, too?
As far as, like, their goals for awards, I'm sad that we're at this place instead of, like, I know we're returning back to an in-person lifestyle, but like, it's very clear to me that like streaming is a part of that. Like that instead of fully returning to an in-person lifestyle, we should be focusing more on a hybrid lifestyle. And so as far as like that regard, like it's sad to me that like because Dune is doing the same, wants to do the same day release on HBO Max, it's not gonna be able to potentially for the prestige it could potentially get from such performances and such cinematography. But as far as like, I think it will help like this movie to continue to have like legs, like, and it may also, the fact that it's on streaming services shield Dune from some of that like flopness, because it's like, okay, like we don't release our streaming numbers necessarily, even though in the box office it was this or that. I really want people to like this movie.
Yeah. I want people to watch this movie. I want people to, you know, like it. I don't know. I want people to watch it. I'm also kind of getting really tired of the whole people on the internet who are basically wanting this movie to fail. Like pretty much just tweeting about how like it's going to be a massive flop. And it's like, dude, y'all really sound like you want this movie to fail. Like you have nothing to say from this trailer and just sharing it and saying this movie's going to flop.
I think the movie's going to be a masterpiece, but I don't know if it'll be box office number.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I just don't know if it'll do that.
Yeah, that's the thing, Brad. It's like people online, they're not even saying what you said right now. They're just going straight for the, this is going to flop.
Well, you know how people online are. They fucking don't know shit.
Yeah, it's like, it really sounds like some of y'all want this movie to fail. Like,
it hurts because there's one say to be like, instead of being like, I'm excited for a movie, the fact is like, I think it's going to fail. Because like, you know, we've been hurt before in this genre, like fans of sci-fi work have been hurt so many times before, because it's just in the past, it hasn't been the popular thing. But instead of like, it's sad that like, there's too much focus on this won't look good to people. And so being like, y'all, I'm telling you, it's going to be good. And like trying to like build that hype in the same way we build hype for MCU shit.
I mean, I guarantee this will be far better than the original Dune movie.
I really do want it. I really would just love to see a whole documentary of what Lynch's vision was for this movie, with that movie.
I mean, I looked it up. He completely disowned it.
Yeah. No, he hates that movie. Yeah. He hates it. You know?
My name is Killing Word.
Part of me wants to think it's the cast. Like Timothy specifically, that is making people just be like, this is gonna suck, because it doesn't seem like anyone who's saying that.
I thought you meant the original Dune. I'm like, yeah, the cast did not help on the original Dune. I mean, no, but everything I've seen in the trailers look good from like all the cast,
because it doesn't seem like they have a real reason for why they think it's not gonna be good. And usually, just judging based on, you know, past movies that have been, you know, just immediately disregarded as, this is going to be bad, this is going to flop, usually it has to do with actors, and it's just bias. Like, there's no real reason for them to say that.
Yeah, I mean,
you get all the time with new Batmans. Ben Affleck got it. Pattinson's getting it.
Post trauma. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like, none of us really want another David Lynch's, you know, that movie to come out, the one for that movie. But like, I think that I thoroughly believe, and I hope that WB gave Denis the trust for him to do what he had to do with this movie. And I feel like Denis would have not stuck through this production if they were going to do him the way they did, the way that the other studio did David during this for this movie.
But I do think that the studio does need to think about the awards, though. Because I think this movie could get some momentum from award talk.
And we talk about that. You know,
at least for visual effects.
Yeah.
And we talk about, you know, when you put the movie and it gets awards and you re-release it, sometimes it makes that money back, you know? I believe Parasite, you know, it made a good amount of money before, but it gets re-released and it gets an extra push of money that came in. So, I really hope that, you know, things work out and we do get a better movie. I honestly do believe we'll get a better movie. Whereas it comes with the box office, I don't know. But I'm telling you, man, I have a feeling that doesn't even matter. Like, we're going to get that part two. I really do think we'll get the part two.
I hope we do. I mean, that's the thing is, it's a whole totally different thing because it's a horror movie. But with it, you had a two-parter, and that made shit ton of money, and it was good movies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Stephen King movie, Stephen King book. It's totally different genres when you're talking about sci-fi and horror.
Yeah.
And totally different money.
The sequel has not officially been greenlit yet.
Yeah. Yeah, he just talked about how like he wants to make a second part because there's the only way that he could have done this whole movie in just one part. I read parts of the book. I'm just thinking about where specifically I wanted to do a whole reading stream, like where we would just tackle parts of Dune before the movie came out, but like you know what happened. Yeah, I got employed. That doesn't happen anymore.
It could just be one stream, you know, talk about the book.
But I mean, Blade Runner, the original Blade Runner tanked. It did. Well, that's like the one movie that's a foundational sci-fi movie. Yeah. It totally blew up on impact. And 30 years later, it got a sequel, which, you know, didn't do great at the box office either, but it got a sequel.
Yeah.
So there's always a chance.
Yeah, there's a chance, man.
Hopefully it's not 30 years in the future.
Yeah, I really hope not, because we're probably all going to be like, well, Brad's going to be dead for sure. I don't know about us. Oh, wait, no, whoa, Brad will be Jesus. 63. Yeah. Cat, it's a Frank Herbert, Dune by Frank Herbert. Yeah, that's all I'm going to leave it at, man. I'm just telling you right now, like, if this movie does well, and if we get that second part, there are so many books that Herbert's son wrote within this whole, like, you know, that were written. You could make a shit ton. Also, y'all, I watched the sci-fi miniseries of Dune. That series is actually pretty good. You know, I watched it when I was young with my brother. It was pretty damn good.
They have already greenlit a prequel television series.
Yeah, the Daughters of Dune, right?
Sisterhood,
yeah. So
and I can't get a Dark Tower series up in here. You sons of bitches.
Size Matter book 10-4, yeah. Size Matter. You know, it's got some girth on that book too, you know.
But, you know, if I could like not I don't want to get spoilers, obviously not. But like if to say where the book could end, given the fact of who's in the trailer, I'd say like about here with maybe a bit of pieces so this book is like divided into book one, book two, book three. And definitely book one is about to happen in this movie, and I love to see it. Now it might be like the very beginnings of part two they could do, or they could bring a certain aspect of part two that we saw in the trailer forward into the timeline of how things shake out and have it in there as a big moment.
Hey Griffin, hope you're doing well too. We love to see you here. Thank you for being in chat with us. And yes, a cinematic Duneverse. But I'm looking forward to it, Brett. We're all pretty much looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to watching it for sure.
Yeah. I can't wait to watch this on a big ass screen. That's what I want. I want to watch this on a big ass screen. I want IMAX. I want to sit down on those seats. I want to see that big picture. I want to see it like that. But without further ado, it's been a lot of fun, and we'll see you all later. In the meantime, though, we got some friends in here that want to plug it up. So, Gio, where can they find you?
Hey, Griffin. Just saying hi. You can find me, Gio, at MediaMartyr17. That's MediaMartyr17. In my Twitter description, there's a link tree for all the places I am on the internet, including Share Club Pod, which is approaching the end of its first season on the 30th. Yeah, 30th math, in which it's a two-parter about Castlevania. Additionally, you can also find currently only one article, but there will be more soon on the nerdcore.com. We just did Saturdays Are For Animated. I just have a big long plug list now.
Keep going.
Saturdays Are For Anime We talked about Samurai Champloo today. It was a very interesting conversation over on Burke May, on the Burke May YouTube channel. Starting August 11th at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, we'll be playing with me as the DM. We'll be playing Survivors of Flame, a D&D 5e actual play show happening bi-weekly. You can see one cast member right here. Brad will be a player, and Raul will be a technical director, along with a host of other friends. So come through.
All right. Rachel, where can I find you?
You can find me everywhere at Lucky Peach, LVCKY Peach, as well as every Tuesday at noon Central Standard Time, new episodes of the Luckiest Peach podcast. The episode that came out this past week was our monthly review. Me and Raul reviewed Zola. And coming next Tuesday is the monthly drunk commentary of Greener Grass featuring Brad, Luis, and Marcel. Hashtag invite Brad.
All right, Brad.
You find me at randomgerm101 everywhere, or at the nerdcores _ on Twitter, at the nerdcore _ everywhere else, or at the nerdcores everywhere else in social media. And yeah, I'm basically playing D&D with Gio and roaming around all my friends' podcasts.
All right, man.
What's it called? Coming. Yeah, yeah.
Coming soon.
Coming soon, man. With that said, also, you can find me at the, I forgot to mention this also when we were talking about Dune, but Legendary is looking to be bought. That's also something to worry about with the sequel, because Legendary is the one who has the rights. Legendary is looking to sell.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, Legendary is they've been looking at to sell their studio.
What is with that? A24 is looking to sell. Legendary is looking to sell.
I don't know. I don't think.
Everybody's just like, we're getting out of the movie business.
Everyone's like, oh, I gotta get the fuck out of here, man.
Fucking survive COVID. I'm out of here.
Yeah. With that said, you can find me at the Nerd Chicano on both Instagram and Twitter, and on twitch.tv/NerdChicano, and on YouTube under the Alejandro Mendoza. We can get me to 100 subscribers. I can go ahead and get a custom URL that would make the ad shorter. Come on. You know you wanna. And as always, tomorrow for another episode of the Nerdcore live show. It's going to be a chill one usually. We're going to get to talk about some cool stuff. I think we're going to talk about the fact that the Blade movie just got a director. So, you know, that's looking like it's starting to, you know, get
actually all coming to fruition.
To fruition, yeah. We got a writer, we got a director, and we got a lead actor. You know, soon we'll probably get some more news about a cinematographer and stuff like that. So, with that,
you think Ryan Reynolds will be in it?
Shut the fuck up, man. With that said, though, you can always, catch us here and doing a bunch of stuff. Bradley, sit out.
All right, Raul. Thank you for being host as always. Thank you to our wonderful people in chat who joined us today. Griffin, Kat, Stacy, and
Michelle?
Ferris, Aiden, Michelle. Yep. Yeah. Thank you all. Yeah, we had quite a few. Thank you to our guest co-host today, Rachel. And thank you to, as always, our ho-host, Gio.
Ho-host.
Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. And in this episode, I'm just going to say, just think of Raul with the fetus with the top hat. Young Yoda out.
Fuck you.
you know, if I angle it just right on this shirt, the center of the sunflowers can be where my nipples are.